Very few people alive today had the opportunity to see silent films when they first came out in the early 1900s. Commercially produced talking pictures came out about 20 years later, and with only a few exceptions, we never went back. During this year's Jewish Film Festival in Kalamazoo, moviegoers will get a chance to see the 1918 silent film, The Yellow Ticket.
It's talking about a young Jewish woman who emigrates from Poland to Russia in order to study medicine, which is quite a progressive concept, I think, for a film that was made in the early 1900s.
That's Naomi Morse of the Jewish Federation of Kalamazoo in Southwest Michigan. She helps plan the festival. During the screening, viewers will get to hear the film's score performed live by famous klezmer musician Alicia Savigals and pianist Marilyn Lerner. Klezmer is a type of Jewish folk music that originated in Eastern Europe. The score Savigals wrote is inspired by klezmer, as well as classical composer Béla Bartók, European dancehall music, and other styles. While writing the score, Savigals got a grant to do a high-quality reproduction of the film, one with better English translations and less rushing around.
People don't have the equipment to do the right speed. They don't have that old-fashioned, defunct equipment. So they're often projected too fast, which is why people have an idea of silent film that it's people scurrying around really quickly, but that's just because it's being projected at the wrong speed. So the copy I had to work with was 47 minutes long, and I wrote a 47-minute score, and then when we got the 35-millimeter print from Berlin, it turned out it was over an hour, so I had to quickly rework the score.
Spiegel says she's written film scores before, but composing for The Yellow Ticket wasn't easy.
It's about a young woman who wants to go to medical school, but to survive, she has to move into a brothel and teeters on the edge of becoming a prostitute. And there's a lot of shame evoked in the film, in Polonegri's facial expressions. And so I had to find music for shame, which is different from finding, you know, creating music that's happy or sad. You know, shame is a little bit more abstract, and yet it's not. It's a powerful emotion. So, and it's an emotion that's not a big theme in contemporary culture, but in traditional culture, it's a giant theme.
After the screening, University of Michigan professor Johannes von Moltke will talk about the historical aspects of the film. But The Yellow Ticket is only the Jewish Film Fest finale. There's also the upbeat film, Hava Nagila.
You tell me, what is Hava Nagila?
It basically follows Jewish culture from Eastern Europe and Russia as people emigrated to Israel and then came to the United States. So it's not just a movie about the song Hava Nagila, although that kind of brings the story together. It really is a way to talk about Jewish emigration and how Jewish culture changed over time.
More than one film at the festival deals with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. One Day After Peace, for example, discusses the conflict in relation to apartheid.
Please forgive me what happened to your son, your family.
Lord, please forgive me.
It's a documentary about an Israeli mother whose son was killed in the line of duty. And she goes searching for answers about how to forgive the people who killed her son and also to just move on herself and move on as a country, Israel as a country.
Haram.
So what she's trying to find is some things that perhaps the country of Israel could learn from South Africa. Now, that's not saying that the situations in those countries can be equated. They're really not too similar. But I think it's really trying to go through the process of overcoming decades of strife and achieving peace and forgiveness.
Western Michigan University political science professor Jim Butterfield will answer questions about that film. The Jewish Film Festival starts tomorrow night at 8 at Celebration Cinema in Portage.